The economy here grew by 10.8% in GDP terms in the first 3 months of this year, but shrank by 1% when measured by modified domestic demand, which more closely tracks the domestic economy. On an annual basis, modified domestic demand is up just over 11% compared to the first quarter of last year and up 11% in GDP terms. Our economics correspondent Robert Short is here to disentangle this. So, the economy is up and it's down, Robert. What?
Look, we love the multinationals. They're very important to the economy. They employ tens of thousands of people and contribute a huge amount of tax, but they make figuring out what's going on in the economy very difficult. And as you point out there, Brian, for the first 3 months of this year, according to the latest figures from the CSO, the economy grew in GDP terms by 10.8%, almost 11%, very strong. But when you look at modified domestic demand, which is a measure they've come up with to try to strip out the impact of multinationals, it actually shrank by 1%. So what's going on? Well, the first thing to say is that quarterly figures, quarterly national account figures, are very volatile. They jump around a lot. For example, GDP actually shrank in the last 3 months of last year by just over 6%. So they've bounced back a bit. Now, there are probably several reasons for that fall in the last 3 months of last year, all of them particular to a relatively small number of companies involved in pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. medical devices, whatever it happens to be. So there's a cyclical effect there. I suppose if you look back on a 12-month basis, so if you're to take the performance of the economy in the first 3 months of that of this year and compare it to the first 3 months of last year, on both the GDP measure, which is including the multinationals, and the modified domestic demand figure, which strips them out, the economy has grown more or less the same by just over 11%. So the economy is doing very well. Mm. And if you take your head out of the complications of national accounts and you look at the fact that the unemployment rate is now below 5%, public finances were in surplus to the tune of 1.4 billion euro at the end of May. The economy is performing very strongly, but it is fair to say that on the domestic front, things are a little bit more delicate.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just looking maybe at what might be described as the canary in the mine. Construction, which is very much about the domestic economy here. Is that the first quarter figure down by 3.7%?
Yeah, down by 3.7%. And again, you might be asking what's going on there, because we've been told that the number of housing starts is going up and so on and so forth. But if you look at the production of construction index, which again takes you out of the national accounts, you can see that there's a decline in civil engineering projects. So they're those kind of big projects like roads and so on. And that sort of ties in a little bit with what we've heard in the first 3 months of this year, that big projects have been slow to start because the cost of materials involved in construction has been increasing even before the outbreak of war in Ukraine. So a lot of contracts are maybe coming up for renegotiation before the work actually begins. But that's having a very big effect on the domestic economy. Down construction down 3.7% in the quarter.
Robert Short, as ever, thanks for that.